B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Who better to talk to on a day like today than the great Adam Schefter? Schefty, you've nailed it for months, saying someone was going to get done in the not too distant future. Bada boom, bada bing, here it is.
Well, thank you, Mark, and good morning, Trey and Bob, and
good morning.
And if I had nailed it, I would have said the deal's going to get done this week. So I didn't nail.
Oh no. We'll still lavish the praise, my friend.
But I will say to you, a couple of weeks ago, we came on the show, right? And I said to you that they have started talking, and I said, I think it's getting done before the season begins. I don't know whether it's before camp or during camp or the week of the opener, but it's going to get done. So let me now take inside and tell you what gave me those little hints and where we were essentially going with this. So on May 14th, I get a text from an independent party, not with the Eagles, not with the Carson Wentz group. And it says, also, there's no doubt in my mind that Wentz is getting a new club-friendly deal. It's close enough that the Eagles already know it will get done, and it's just a matter of when to finish it off and announce it. Okay, that was on May 14th.
Wow.
So I call around to the Eagles, and I call around to Carson Wentz's people, and I ask, and they said, whoa, you're way premature. And I said, okay, well, but this person's telling me it's getting done. And they said, yeah, well, you know, we want to get it done. Both sides want to get it done, but we still have a lot of work to do. And then yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody within the Eagles. We were just talking, and they were talking about, you know, what will happen when the Wentz deal comes down. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, I expect it to come down this summer at some point. And then last night, lo and behold, about whatever time it was, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I don't remember. Here it is, Eagles, 4-year extension, Carson Wentz. And I thought to myself, I got played a little bit. But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, that happens, right? But
right.
When this person, Bob, you know how this works in the newspaper world, right?
You
can be told one thing. And a lot of times, by the way, they're not right. Or they're early. Or they're inaccurate. Or whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it. But this person knew something on May 14th. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm. Obviously a good source, Adam. I mean, it's incredible. Now, when you look at this deal and you talk about the guaranteed money, here's a phrase that I'd like you to help us out with. I mean, I went to grade school, and they taught us the word of guaranteed. Like, I don't want to brag or anything, but I graduated from grade school. And they taught us the meaning of the word guaranteed. But now, fully guaranteed has become a thing. Apparently, $66 million fully guaranteed, $107.9 million guaranteed. Most guaranteed money to a player in NFL history here, with the .9 added on to the 107 here. Can you explain this? Is this the most money anyone's been guaranteed?
Yes. The 107.9 is the highest guarantee ever given to an NFL player. Russell Wilson was given 107. I don't think it's any accident at all whatsoever that Carson Wentz got 107.9. And when you're looking for a breakdown of the guarantee, remember that his two old years from 2019 and 2020, this season and 2020, which was like $750,000 in base salary this year, and it was like $22 million next year, that was guaranteed, okay? There's 66 more due guaranteed at signing. And so the new full injury guarantees would be the totals less those amounts from 2019 and 2020. So that's really what we got in terms of the, if that makes any sense. So 19 and 20 were guaranteed. They added on the new guarantees. The total guarantees are 107.9. There's a signing bonus in there as well. I guess, you know, $66 million is fully guaranteed at signing. So 32 million per year is the new money average per year on the four new deals, 32 million. Listen, what this is about is this is both sides probably doing what they should be doing. Okay. Now, Carson Wentz probably should be taking, when you have $107.9 million in guaranteed money, and you've had a back injury, you've had an injury, why would you wait to sign?
Right.
Why? But if you're the Eagles, and you've seen Carson Wentz to minicamp, and you watched him 18 months ago when he was going to be the MVP of the league, and you've heard Lewis Riddick say he's going to be the MVP this year, and you believe in this guy the way that this team believes in this quarterback, if you wait after this year and he stays healthy, that 32 average per year, maybe 36, 37, 40 a year, because Patrick Mahomes is going to get a new deal. So each side really giving up a little bit of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wentz is giving up the idea that he could kill it this year and then crush him in the offseason. But to do that, you know, he's getting $107.9 million in guaranteed, and the Eagles are laying out the $107.9 million in guarantees. And it's a lot to give a guy that has the injury history that he does, but they're saying to themselves, you know what? We know what this guy is. We know what our medical staff thinks of his back and knee injuries. And we now are going to get out in front of this and sign him now before it costs us, like I said, another $5, $6, $7, $8 million per year average after this year.
Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, so just overall viewpoint here, Adam, it sounds like you think this is a great deal where both parties gave and got a fair shake in all of this.
Well, I think both sides had to do this. It just made sense. Now, I'm not telling you what we'll see over the course of the deal, right? So inevitably, in a good deal, everybody gives up something that they didn't want to give up. Everybody gives up something. And like I said, I think each side made a sacrifice here. Each side made a commitment here. Each side took a little bit of a risk here. But if you're Carson Wentz, there's no way you can't do that. And I would say if you're the Eagles, and this quarterback is what you think he is, then you there's no way you don't do that. So, yeah, like, then there it is. And maybe that's what the person texting me on May 14th had inside. No, I'm just telling you. He knew something.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. And yesterday when it comes down and you speak to the people, everyone, well, this came together really quick. Yeah, it did. And I don't doubt that. Of course it came together quick. But it didn't come together in a day quick.
Chef,
that didn't happen.
On the other aspects of contracts with the Eagles, obviously, Malcolm Jenkins, we've talked about it. You've tweeted about it, talked about it endlessly. But but one thing, have you gotten any hints of particulars that his camp might be looking for? Is it extra money? We all assume guaranteed and all that. But is there anything extra that they're looking for?
I don't have any answers for you there in terms of what he specifically is seeking. I would just say, I don't know where he ranks right now in terms of safety, salary, and insurance, and where he comes in on that. But I would just say that he's looking to become, you know, one of the highest paid safeties in the game. He's looking to get guaranteed money. He's looking for what all players are looking for. You know, you want that guaranteed money so that there are no questions, no issues, and you can move forward with your life.
Sounds good. Is this something you think the Eagles will get that done around training camp, shortly thereafter, before? What do you think?
Honestly, it's going to be impossible to predict that one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just telling you, like, you're dealing with a very smart, shrewd agent who is determined to take care of his client, as any good agent should be. And so when you have that and the agent is dug in, you know, it could make it difficult. And I think this one will be difficult. But it's up to the Eagles and the agent to figure out a way to work around that to get it done so that both sides are happy and that they can move forward and Malcolm Jenkins can play this season for the Eagles.
Adam, in all your years covering the NFL, I'm sure Howie Roseman can't be the first person to have structures like this in place over the next 3 years, but 11 quality names here, starters, are locked up for at least the next 3 years. How much of a testament to Howie Roseman's hard work and offseason adjustments, really, with this roster, how much of that isn't a testament to is a testament to how well he's done?
To me, what they've done is they've gone back to when Trey played. I mean, this is what they did back in that day when Joe Banner was running a team and Howie was with them, and Howie watched and learned and absorbed all this and recognized that the best teams never let their best players get to the market. That's just what they do. They tie up their foundation. They lock it in. They don't get into a situation where suddenly you have this bright young talent who's going to be a free agent and hit the market. They identify who their key core to lock up those key core players. And even if it means paying now, sometimes you lose by going early on a player. Sometimes you will lose. And not if you know your talent and personnel as well as you should. And signing up earlier.
Adam, I'm sorry. We were breaking up a little bit there. We lost you for a second. Can you say that again?
Signing a player earlier, which I think has become a trademark of this team, is something that usually better off doing. Taking care of your key core players, because the price of them, if you've identified them, by and large, is only going to go up.
Yeah, I think we got the gist of that. Take care of them now rather than wait. Take care of your key core players now. Adam, it's great talking to you. Thank you so much for giving us a second call this week. We appreciate you coming on with us yet again.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
97.5 The Fanatic.